Blog Talk Radio. Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in. Whether you're doing so live or in the archives, I'm glad that you're here, and I believe that our combined energy with good intention is very powerful and affects each of us, and it's magnified by every person that listens in now or later. So it's wonderful that you're here. For those that are listening for the first time, I do this show. I call it Freestyle. I generally have a topic for the show, which I spend the first few minutes going over. But I don't do a whole lot of planning. I like to just be open and let spirit speak through me and let it go wherever it feels is the best way and the best method. Then I open up the lines to callers who can call in for their own private, or not private, their own personal mini reading, intuitive reading for messages from angels and spirit for your best steps now on your spiritual journey. So if you'd like to call in today, the number is 347-633-9823. And we do already have some callers waiting. I do take them in the order that they come in. So if you're wanting to call, go ahead and call in and get in the queue for your turn. And we'll see what comes up today for all the callers. The topic for today is one that I'm revisiting from a couple of weeks ago. And I did the show and discovered that something seemed a little odd when I was doing the show. And then I discovered that for some reason on Blog Talk Radio there was a problem, and it was just random music playing the whole time and no one could actually hear me. So that happens sometimes, whether it's technology, or I find that often when energies are really high, or if there's a particularly intense spirit or angel that we're working with that day, or that I'm trying to deliver a message for, or maybe multiples of angels, that it then especially is when it can really mess with the electronics. So I just try to go with it and not worry too much about it. So I apologize if you were listening and couldn't hear anything, but I did a show last week with a different topic, and it worked out just fine. It was great, busy show, and so I'm going to trust that this one will go off all right. The topic is Archangel Zadkiel and the Violet Flame, and Archangel Zadkiel is not one, when we think of archangels, that we always think of readily or right away, but his presence, I think is very prominent right now, as there are so many shifts in this process that, you know, we've been talking about, those of us on the spiritual path have been talking about for a while, this process that of light workers bringing, grounding a new energy and a new earth in. So he has been involved in that for a while, but I do think there are times when his involvement peaks, and I feel like this is one of those times, or that there is a message he wants to get out or information that he wants to deliver. So, you know, like I said, I felt this 2 weeks ago and when I did that show. And then when I realized no one else was able to hear the show, and that the recording, the archive, was all music as well, then I sat down and thought, okay, so he probably really wanted me to hear that message myself, regardless of whether anyone else hears it, so, which is why last week I didn't just jump in and do that same topic, because I knew, wait a minute, that message was for me, and for me to really pay attention to carefully for myself. And I find that, you know, on this show, when I'm delivering a message for someone else, so many times I realize that, oh, it's for me too, because there is some similarity. But I think this one in particular 2 weeks ago was very much for me. And so it was fine if I just talked and listened and let the message flow through for myself. And it has played out that way, I have to say. And as I explain some of what he's responsible for, you'll probably understand. He does have the violet flame or violet ray. And if you've never heard anything about the violet flame and what it can do on a spiritual level, it has the ability to transmute lifetimes of karma. And, you know, karma is not always punishment. What it really is balancing things out. And it may seem like punishment because, you know, if they're, let's say, for example, you hurt someone in this life or another life, you get the opportunity to actually feel what it felt like from the other side. And so that's growth, because that gives us compassion and understanding. But sometimes we develop and carry with us very heavy karma. You know, the world is a tough place sometimes, and there can be tragedies, there can be pain that we bring forward or that we carry for our ancestors, our physical ancestors, you know, in the body form. So transmuting that karma means balancing it out quickly, rather than, you know, having to live it over and over and over and over and repeat until we sort of get it right, or we get the message, or get the balance there and the compassion and understanding. So that's why the violet flame is so very powerful, because when we're already on that spiritual path and we are sincerely seeking to rise up and lift our vibration, then we can ask for that violet flame energy to come in and burn through a lot of that and put us on this fast track. But what happens sometimes in that process is that a lot of things do bubble up, and it can feel a little unsettling and frustrating. So, you feel the hurt again, possibly, when some of those things bubble up. But if you have peace and trust and pray and willing to release, or willing to pay attention if there's something important being shown to you, because it might be being shown to you so that you don't repeat a pattern. There might be a truth being shown to you so that, let's say, you aren't gullible about something that maybe you've been gullible about, that had that nature about you. So there are a lot of ways that it can help us and show us and get us on a faster path spiritually. So it's very powerful. It's so powerful that there are a lot of mantras and decrees, and you can look those up online and apply it in ways that fit your needs spiritually. One that's very simple is about claiming that power for yourself, and violet flame has to do with that I am power. And one that's very simple is, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And you can say that when you want that cleansing transmutation and you're asking for it and asking that it come in and cleanse the things and balance or rid you of things that aren't serving your purpose. So, you know, we have all these toolboxes, tools in our toolbox. And this is just another aspect of the things that are available to us when we really, truly want to seek a more spiritual path and walk that way and begin to be in that different vibration every single day, not just once in a while when we stop to pray or go to church or meditate, but to walk it more regularly and throughout every day. So, you know, just like in a toolbox, you have a wrench that has one purpose and a screwdriver that has a purpose and a hammer, and you have all these different things. That's very much like what all these tools that we're given by spirit and by angels. We're giving all these little things to utilize on our journey when we feel ready to do so or when the need arises. So read about the violet flame and some of the mantras and decrees, and try them if you really are in a place where you want to accelerate your spiritual growth, and see what happens, and trust and have faith that whatever you need to see or whatever you need to release will come forth, and have the courage to release it. Archangel Zadkiel also often works with Saint Germain, or a trio of Michael and Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel, and also with Jesus. So I have found, at least for me, that the four of them, you know, kind of work together very well and in a big way. So you can keep that in mind when you're seeking them, and you can keep in mind the different ways that they can come in. For example, Archangel Zadkiel can bring this power of the violet flame to you, while Archangel Michael, as the things are shown to you perhaps that need to be released in order to let go of the karma and balance it, Archangel Michael can, with his metaphorical sword, can cut through that and release you from it. So that's a way that they would walk hand in hand. And Saint Germain is another that you might want to read a little bit about if this makes you curious. He's not a saint in the Catholic sense of saints. His name is Saint Germain because that was the region of France that he was in. And as the story goes, he was just very, very wise soul, was supposedly able to take lead and turn it into gold. And so he was a master at alchemy. And in that same way that we are aware of the alchemy with something like lead and gold and metals, we have spiritual alchemy. And so what he could do with the metals and the form, he also does with in spirit. And fascinating being, ascended master, fascinating to read about, and some of the lifetimes that many people think he has incarnated as, you know, Francis Bacon, actually Jesus, or Joseph, the father of Jesus. So very interesting ascended master to get to know and be aware of if you feel his presence. In general, I think he comes through quietly, and you can always ask for his help, but you know, when he shows up for you, it's usually because it's a really important time in your spiritual growth. And that may actually even be why he's showing up by way of this radio show, because people listening, they will connect, and you will be prepared to open up and let him in to help and ask him to help you with the things you might need help with. So that gives you a whole lot of little tools in your toolbox and some studying to do and reading and to see what resonates with you and what sounds right. And so I'll tell one more little story before I'll jump into the calls. So this morning, you know, I felt Archangel Zadkiel a couple of weeks ago. The show, you know, couldn't be heard by anyone, so I really took that in internally and let it just be a message for me. And then I felt like yesterday, okay, let's try that one again. And so I was up really early this morning, I mean, a little bit before 4, and I really wanted to go back to sleep, but I was awake and kind of in that in-between, groggy but couldn't sleep, you know, tired. But I walked into this room here where I do the radio show and kind of my little study, and you know, it was at this point it was maybe like 4:30 or a little after 4, and as I walked into the room, it was getting a little bit light outside, so it wasn't totally dark, and I saw all this violet in the room, and at first I thought, like, was there a fire next door and it was reflecting? That's how intense it was. And it was so early that it didn't occur to me until right before the show, like, oh, wow, I saw that this morning. Archangel Zadkiel was already here waiting, already in this room, you know, because I looked outside even, like I said, I thought, is something on fire? And the sky was just slightly, you know, that pink sort of, but not enough that it would have reflected so intensely in the room, but even it had sort of a violet cast over it. It wasn't entirely pink. It was bright, but the intensity in the room was just huge, very violet, and I kept blinking, not sure what it was, because, like I said, I was kind of groggy, and it didn't click with me until just a little bit ago that, oh, he's already here. So that's pretty cool. All right. We're going to get into the calls, and I take them in the order that they came in. And I usually just give the area code so that you'll know that you're next up. And if you have a question, you can ask it. And I also usually ask for your first name, if you don't mind giving that. That just helps me kind of connect with you out there in the ethers. And I just let the messages flow through. I usually see them in symbols that then I translate to some kind of meaning, and we walk through it together. So actually the first two calls are the same area code, so I'll give the area code in the first few digits. 917-324 is going to be the first call, and you should be live any minute.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not bad.
Well, that's good. What's your first name?
Ashio.
Ashio, okay. And do you have a question for me today?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my career, my love life, whatever the angel has to say, up into it.
Okay. Well, I always tell people, I'm not like a fortune teller. I don't always see the future, but what I will see, and the reason for that is that we always have free will, so, you know, we're always making choices that can affect what the future is. So, but I can often see a general view of what might be coming from where you are right now in your path. And I think it's interesting that you mentioned love life. And that's something commonly that people do, you know, because that's important to us. But the first thing I saw for you was red rose. And, you know, it can mean different things, but I felt like this one did mean some kind of romance was coming. And you know, the red rose sort of is a symbol for love and romance. So I feel like there is something coming in that area. And then I also thought, has there been anyone close to you that's died fairly recently, like maybe within the last year?
Not really.
No, not that you can think of?
Yeah.
Okay, because no. I felt like there was maybe someone that this had a dual meaning, one the romance and one like somebody that has passed over. I was feeling like it was probably someone somewhat recently, but, you know, maybe not. It does feel like there's someone that's passed over, because I was gonna skip on from that, but I feel like there is someone that's passed over. feels female to me. I kind of want to say grandmother figure, but I say that with sort of a question mark, like maybe just someone in that age range.
It might be my mother or my grandmother, but both.
I feel like grandmother's just that whole grandmother energy. Let's see if there is anything that she might want to pass on to you. I see an apron for her, and I don't know if that's just a symbol for grandmother or if it has some other meaning. Okay, I'm just going to try to see if there is anything that's going to come through. All right, you're also asking about something with career?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there something that this grandmother had any particular talent at did she work?
Yeah, but I don't really know my grandmother because I was away. From them for a long time.
Okay, so you didn't ever really know them?
Well, when I was a little kid, I'm talking about maybe when I was like maybe 3 or 4, and then I moved away.
Okay, so you don't have much memory of any grandmother?
Not that much, but I know that the spirit is around me sometimes, I do believe.
Okay, yeah, I feel a female kind of grandmother figure that's there. I don't know if there's any particular message that she's wanting to get through other than just, it's always good to know the presence there. Maybe it's also that the red rose symbol is going to be a way that, for you to kind of just know that she's around. If you see sort of out of the blue, you see a red rose or a picture of a red rose or, a red rose on a plate in a diner or, that I think maybe that's a way that the spirit is just going to let you know that she's there to sort of like a spirit guide. But I do feel like it's someone that somehow was connected to you in this life. Do you know how she passed away? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, you don't remember much of anything. Well, I feel like there is someone there, female spirit, that has had some connection to you that will let her presence be known with the red rose or the color red. And I do feel like she's there for some reason, but I can't quite get what the connection or what, what the specific past she's helping you with right now. And it's hard since you don't really remember much about a grandmother. Hard to make that connection for me too. Okay, career wise, are you about to make a change?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to going back to work. I'm not working right now, and the last job I had, I had a business, and it didn't work out with my business partner. So
okay.
I took some time off. Now I'm ready, just pray for the universe kind of guide me, so to speak.
Okay. So are you going to be working in something that you've always worked in or something different?
I feel it's going to be different. That's what I'm going
to Okay. I kind of feel that for you, just are ready for something different and that it might be a little bit the same, but going in a different direction. So do you do anything in technical, like math, technical, computers? Have you ever done any of that?
I've done a little bit of computers, but I was more into the fashion world, which I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, I'm feeling more for you, like technical, math-oriented somehow. So I don't know how that'll translate or if that has any interest to you, but that's kind of what I see. Like,
I'm open to anything at this point, you know what I mean?
Okay. Even as you were talking, design on the computer, maybe, I don't know if that would be graphic design. See, I get these things in more like feelings. I can't always put them into words.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But explore some of that. It sounds like you're creative, but you also have the technical aptitude. So Maybe you can find a way to combine those. But do look for, or don't look for, but when you notice the red rose, acknowledge it, because the more we acknowledge those messages from Spirit, if they're there trying to help us or walk with us, the more we acknowledge, then the more they know that they're getting through to us, and then it sort of opens a new gateway for, you know, feelings and communication. But there is some sort of, I feel like grandmother, either your grandmother or someone that would be in that age range of what your grandmother would have been, so that era. So just when you see the red rose, acknowledge it and say thank you. And I think some of those feelings and signs are going to get more and more visible to you as you begin to sort of recognize them. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We have another 917. Let's see there. Gosh, a lot from that area code today. So this is 917-376. Hello?
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. My name is Ellen.
Okay, Ellen, what can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
Actually, I would just like a message from Spirit. So whatever my guides or angels or whatever, whoever wants to come through and tell me something, I'm all ears.
Okay. All right, I got the color pink right away. And then I got pink shoes, like a little girl would wear, I think, kind of like ballet-type shoes, or at least they had the strap across them. So now I'm going to try to figure out what that means. Anything that when I get it where it's like child, like I see a child version of something, or a toy, it usually means one of two things, like whatever age that would be, that there's something that was significant for you at that age, or that maybe you should sort of go back to that age, like revisit who you were at that age and explore it a little bit, or it's a sign to just be more playful and be more like a child. Sometimes when about the age, it can be something even traumatic that happened around that age that maybe kind of, you know, jolted you into being a little wary, or, you know, sort of stole your spirit a little bit. So what I'm seeing for these shoes would probably be about a four or five-year-old. Did you have anything significant at that age happen in your life?
Not that I can remember. And I actually took ballet, but it was just for a couple of months. We didn't have enough money for me to take regular dance lessons. I wanted to. But I was older. I think I was around six. But I know I have. There was a photo of me at that time. And the ballet slippers were black, not pink.
Okay, well, I was seeing first the color pink, and then it came through in pink shoes. And, you know, I was guessing like 4 or 5 age range. But
yeah.
I would say as a just symbolically, this message, you know, if you don't recall anything at that age, is about dancing, having fun, enjoying life, you know, like a child does. And it can even be specifically to dance more. Do you ever dance now?
No, but I like dancing. I keep wanting to get back into it. I've done Argentine tango. I've done salsa. I would like to get back into it. But, I other time commitments, I haven't done that.
Well, I think you should. I think get back into it with just a carefree spirit like a child, just having fun. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes we think that spiritual things and how we have to progress on the spiritual path has to be something serious, and you have to meditate a certain way and do, and you go pray a certain way, when really it's all about joy. And so for you to find joy in movement and dance, I think, is going to be a tremendous boost for you, even spiritually, even though sometimes we don't think of it that way. But that joy and the joy of the physical movement and expression, I think will be huge for you in more ways than just having fun doing it, that it's about your movement and transformation spiritually too. And the music and getting in that rhythm, moving, flowing with the music. So I say absolutely, if you can find the time to, and even if it's just the time to dance around your house, you know, put on the music and dance by yourself, I think you'll feel unbelievably uplifted by it, more than you would even imagine. So that would be actually your best steps now on your spiritual journey would be to dance more. And how fun is that? That's a good one.
I like movement of my body. I rollerblade. Uh-huh. I run. I like to be active. It really makes me feel good, and I like being outside. So
well, and that, you know, there's a reason that you're already sort of, you know, we always know these things about ourselves and our higher self, and for you the movement is very important, and it's part of your expression of who you are, who your soul is. So all of those things that you do that way are your soul expression, and just have joy with it, and dance and have fun. And you know, when we put out joy, when we have joy, we put that out into the universe, and that's the best thing we can do to contribute to goodness in the world, by putting that joy out. So go
great.
Have fun.
Thank
and dance.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. Let me mute that one. All right. Next, we'll go right into the next one. Area code 317. And you'll be live. If anyone doesn't want a reading and you're just listening through your phone, that's fine too. You can just tell me that. But if you'd like a reading, just give me, if you have a question, let me know and give me your first name.
Hi, it's Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, sweetie.
Long time no talk. Well, we chatted online some, but for other listeners, Cheryl is a friend of mine, spiritual sister and angel sister, and from time to time she calls the show. So thank you for calling.
Well, I was so excited. I saw the posting and had the time, and meant to be, to connect today. So I'm so glad you're on the air.
Yes, and no interference today. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, very interesting, isn't that? Yeah. Hey, whatever comes through for you, I had a big energetic takeoff this morning with figuring out some action with my spiritual path, and also love the idea of connecting with Archangel Zagiel. So let me know what you have, or they have for me today.
Well, the image that I got for you was a box of potpourri, and so I think that's a really sweet image, because potpourri has the scent, and you know, the thing about potpourri, though, is that it's made from like the dead petals or the leftover of the flower, but it retains that scent and essence. So, you know, that's a good metaphor for life, you know, that things sometimes die away, but maybe they're going to be something just as sweet or sweeter. You know how potpourri is more intense than the scent of the flower itself a lot of times?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that is my message for you right now, that it sounds like to me things there might be things falling away, like the petals on a flower, or dying away even. You know, the petal dries and we think, you know, it's dead, but it still has the sweet scent, and even an enhanced sweet scent. So is anything like that happening right now?
Yes, it's a message that is repeating right now. It I think it's a personal relationship. And you know, it's interesting, we think about how we may have outgrown a relationship, or things have changed or whatever, but yet we don't want to sever that relationship, especially when it's very close. So I'm thinking that's been on my mind and pondering that and how that transition can happen without harm or negativity. That makes sense. I think a lot of people deal with that.
You know? Well, I think that we have somehow we have equated moving on with only negative, you know, and you said, sometimes you outgrow the relationship, the relationship outgrows you, or sometimes if, you know, look at it as these two souls, or, you know, if it is a relationship with a person, these two souls have both done what we were supposed to do for and with each other. And now we're graduating on, so that's a good thing. And so it feels sometimes like loss or like betrayal or not being loyal. But if you do it in the sense of gratitude and love and ready to grow in a new way that maybe you can't do if you don't release, then there's no harm in that. I never think there is, and it even... often, I think, on some other level, releases both people to then blossom and grow. So, and like in this case, the potpourri, to, you know, let that die away and let it be sweeter from it. What you got from it will stay with you. So
that's a beautiful way of looking at it. Very beautiful. Yeah. And, yeah, we do have the tendency to think if we're letting go of something that we're going to lose it or we're going to regret it.
Right. And we think surrender, you know, just the word surrender seems like loss to us so many times, but surrender sometimes is just letting go for something new and brighter and the next phase. You know, we're surrendering it because God knows better than we do what is best for us right now. So, you know, surrender it in love so that you have room for something bigger that you are supposed to be part of. So...
You said a key word.
Image.
Yeah, you said a key word, surrender. I've translated or changed that to invite. Invite the new. You know,
that's what it is.
I try to change the negative into what is it, into the positive. And so instead of surrendering, we're inviting that next thing.
Right.
And so you're perfect in saying that triggers what I can do to move forward.
So you're making room and inviting new. And as long as you do it in the spirit of love and compassion and renewal, then you can't go wrong. That's a good thing, you know, because that is making, you know, the universe will always give us what we're ready for next. In a good way, if we can prepare for it. And so that's the potpourri is a beautiful, I don't think I have ever had that image on the show, but it's perfect. It's a beautiful image. You know,
I love it.
Let
I
things
love
die
it.
Away and be even sweeter from it or keep the sweetness of the scent. So I'm gonna keep that one for an image for myself.
It gives me goosies, you know, the goosebumps. And it makes me I call it the God giggles. I know we're on track with that one. So thank you, dear.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I know.
But occasionally, I've seen some of your posts on Facebook, so I still see you and think about you when I see it, if we're not chatting.
And same here.
Often.
Yeah. I follow you. Yeah.
We're all
right, dear. Have a blessed
our jobs, our purpose.
Our purpose has got us rolling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Time to take action.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear from you, and thanks for calling. Okay.
Be blessed. Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Cheryl was a part she contacted me for a reading. That's how we got to know each other at first a little bit, and it was this instant connection, like we were meant to cross paths and that it was going to enhance both of our spiritual journeys, and it has. And then she was part of an angel healing class that I did online, and that I'm going to be doing again. It just keeps getting pushed back for good reasons, because there's a new method that I've come across that I can do it on a bigger scale, and but it takes a lot of little trials and figuring some things out. So she was part of an angel energy class that I did, which, you know, is where you invite the angels in to use you as a vessel to bring forth healing energy in a bigger way. And it's very much like Reiki along those lines, but a little bit more specific to angels, certain angels' energy, and the Judeo-Christian system of beliefs in the symbols. So it was really an amazing experience. She was part of the first group, and that I just always hold that group very special, because they helped me work, you know, do a trial to see if it was something that I could actually teach and transfer the energy out, you know, at a distance through online connections and teaching. And that in itself was amazing. And, you know, then I thought after, well, of course it worked. I was told to do it and it would work. And so, of course it worked. But, okay, so let's see. I have another 917, but it actually may be someone that's already been on. So if you have, then just tell me. 917-376. Hello.
Hi. No, you already spoke to me. I was the lady.
Okay, Ellen. I thought it might be, but I didn't want to leave somebody waiting. I thought that might be who it was. Okay, thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see then. 203 is the next call, and you'll be live any second.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, what's your first name?
My name's Pat.
Pat. And yeah, okay, go ahead. Do you have a question or anything?
I've got incredible drilling at my apartment building, so I've just walked out. I'm going to walk down the hall to the fire escape. I'm in a live-in situation, taking care of a woman, and it's pretty extremely difficult. I'm about to have an interview with another place today. My life has just been in an upheaval for the past almost 9 months, and I'm just wiped out. This sounds like a promising situation, another live-in caretaking situation.
Okay.
I have a dog. They have a little dog, and they would need to get along. It would be taking care of the father. Do you just have any idea of what's up for me?
Okay. Now, did I talk to you before? Did you call last week? I had
no.
Call. Okay. Had someone else that called with a similar situation. Wow. Must be some kind of upheaval out there in that area. Okay. I saw for you immediately green, bright green, and then I felt Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is, you know, considered, well, all angels are healing angels, but he's kind of considered, you know, very much the healer, like I was just talking about, you know, the hands-on healing, physical healing and care. And also his divine counterpart, sort of like his other half, is Mother Mary, who came, who was an archangel that then came to Earth for her great purpose, that great purpose. She came in human form. So Archangel Raphael is very much, and Mary are very much about compassion, that deep mother love. And so you are a caregiver, and that kind of healing is very much needed in those sort of situations, the compassion and understanding. And I think you have Archangel Raphael and Mary around you for two things, for sort of the strain and the struggle you're going through right now, but also because it's needed in what you do. And so you mentioned you're in a stressful situation right now, and what's making it stressful? Just,
you know, I may have talked to you last week. This is a Christian Scientist woman, and she's with, first of all, I can't do any medicine, but I actually have...
Oh, yes, I remember.
Okay.
Yes, I did feel, and I do still feel like there is another situation that's going to work out really well. Do you do any kind of energy healing work like Reiki?
No, I haven't studied that yet.
Okay. Well, I want you, in order to bring forth what you wish to and help this, I want you to try to spend some quiet meditative time and ask Archangel Raphael to come through you and just be present with you, and for Mother Mary to do the same, just to give you some calmness and to help you through this process, because it is a struggle. I also, now as I say that, I feel like that presence, by you just asking them to come, I feel like by that presence, by you asking them to come through you, that you can have a positive effect on the situation you're in right now, even if you can't do it through like holistic medicine, or if the family doesn't want
again.
To do that.
Sorry, do you see this job? I'm going to have an interview for
I
today.
I do feel like there's a good possibility that that's going to work out and be a very good setting for you. In the meantime, I think you, though, just bringing forth Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary and asking them, you're actually going to help the situation you're currently in and not have to battle over, like, medicines, or you want to use this, you know, herbal remedy and they don't want you to and all of that. You don't have to battle. Just let the energy come through you and ask for that.
Okay.
You may actually feel it through your hands, some warmth, or sort of, sometimes I get it in sort of waves that feel like, you know, it's energy going, you know, up and down in vibration. Just ask for that, and then you don't have to have the battle, but you'll still be bringing something healing and holistic into the situation just by your presence doing that, and you just let the energy go where it may. You just ask for compassion and healing to come through you, and then you don't have to argue about it. You just let it go where it may. Okay,
because
that will make the immediate situation better. But I do feel good about your other option.
That. I'll do
okay,
that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Great. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and all of us can remember Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary and that deep compassion, because compassion and love heals so many things, heals everything. So next caller would be area code 718. You're on the air. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Well, may have lost that one. Okay. So, there it is again. Let me try again. It went off. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Thought I lost you there.
I need my phone on mute.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I've done that a few times. Okay. So, what's your first name?
My name is Gilda.
Okay. How do you spell that? That's a pretty name.
G-I-L-D-A.
Oh, okay. But you say it Gilda?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard it said that way with the same spelling. Okay. Do you have a question for me today, Gilda?
I just wanted a reading.
Okay, just general.
It's my first time calling, fan of your Facebook page, and I love your writing. And so I just wanted to get a reading.
All right. Well, I saw for you immediately, I saw daisies, like a little field of daisies. And daisies are a fairly common image that comes up. And usually it's about a choice that maybe you're involved in right now. Is there anything you're having to make a choice about that you're unsure of?
Oh, everything.
Okay. That would explain why I saw, instead of just one daisy, I saw a whole bunch.
Right.
Because daisies, it's cute how it symbolizes choice. You know, when I see it like this, most times that's what it means. Like when I was a little girl, the little daisy was like, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me not. Did you ever do that?
Right.
I don't know.
Yes.
I guess I'm showing my age, because probably I don't know if young people would even know what I was talking about.
No, I remember that.
Yes. Okay. All right. So you have lots of choices right now. Okay. What I want you to do is basically take one daisy at a time. Take one thing you need to make a choice about and pray about it. Get quiet about it. Let yourself listen and hear the answer, and take them one at a time, because right now you have so many that that's overwhelming you, trying to make a lot of choices. So slow down and try to just pick one and then decide about it and move forth with that. And then you can take another and then take another. Does that sound like something you can do? You can break it down a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. If you will get quiet, it will get easier, and just trust. Ask your higher self, ask angels, ask God, or whatever you like to pray to, and just be very still and quiet. And I'm telling you, your higher self will give you the answer. We'll hear it and give it to you. Okay?
Well, I meditate every day. Right. I meditate every day, twice a day.
When you do, take one thing.
But it's so hard to get quiet.
It is.
Sometimes.
We live in a noisy world, and even just the energy itself. But take the time and focus on maybe one thing that you need to make a decision about, and just ask it. Ask it aloud and say, I really need to begin to come to some decision or conclusion about this, and name it. And then just be quiet as much as you can. And it might not even come right while you're meditating, but just get in that state and ask. It may even come after. It may be like an aha moment later. You know, it could be while you're in that meditative prayer state, or it could be later, but something will click. And also, I want you to call on Archangel Uriel. He has very quiet wisdom and very good at solving problems or issues, and especially when you have a lot of them. And his color is like yellow gold, or at least that's the way that I see him, which sort of plays into the daisies too, the yellow center. But just take one thing at a time and realize that you can do that, and get the cleared image or the clarity on that one thing, and then step forward. And as you pick away at it one thing at a time, it's not so overwhelming.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sherry.
You can do it. All right. Thank you for calling.
To you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, lots of great messages. I love the Daisy one about making choices, and I love, I could tell the burden of she had lots of choices. And, you know, if we just take one flower at a time, one choice at a time when we're in those situations, and probably most of us have been there where it seems like we're having to figure out everything at once, and one thing seems to affect another, but boil it down to one thing at a time and let Spirit guide you. Great advice there from the angels. I am going to take a short break. I'm going to put on some music. This one is Jane Seabury and Katie Lang from the movie Pay It Forward, Calling All Angels. So I'm going to give you some angel music to listen to. Be back in about 5 minutes. And again, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. You can call in while I'm on the break, and you'll be in the queue. So we're going to leave it open for a few more calls before closing the show out. If there's anybody out there that would like to call in and get their own reading, please do so during the break.
how far and how many times. Oh, before it's too late, call on angels, call on angels, walk me through this.
What a beautiful song. Welcome back to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and we've had quite a few good calls today. If anyone else would like to call in, the number is 347-633-9823, and I will walk you through some other ways that you can connect with me if you're not familiar with those yet. So the first one would be my website, sherrylane.com, sherrilane.com. And from there are links to a lot of what I do. I have some blog pieces on there. I have services that I offer, private readings that I call my Manifesting with Angels sessions that I do over the phone with you, and it lasts a little over an hour. I usually start about 15 minutes before I actually make the call because I like to have clear airways and let messages flow in as fast as they will before I actually talk to someone, and so that I'm not swayed by things they're saying or asking. And then when I make the call, we put all the pieces and the signs and symbols together. And when I do those readings, it is symbols, kind of like on the radio show, but it tends to be a little more extensive, or it will be more specific messages. Sometimes it will be very clear, someone who's passed over, and I'll actually see when I get into it in that level and deeper with a little more time to devote to it, you know, lots of things can come through. And sometimes it still does blow me away what happens in some of those sessions sometimes. And they always just go the direction that they wish to go in, which is how it should be, because spirit and angels can see things in a different way than we can. But if you'd like one of those sessions, the information is on my webpage, sherrylane.com, in services, and you can read about that and how to schedule. Also, that webpage will connect you with my Facebook fan page, or you can just go on Facebook and look it up. It's called Seeing Miracles Every Day. And on that page, I work through the ideas of A Course in Miracles and other positive spiritual thought. I share a daily thought for the day from A Course in Miracles that's either from the lessons or the text, and just my thoughts and notes on that particular passage and what it might mean. It is open for dialogue, for input from others, and I welcome that and love that. And, you know, I never think that my interpretation is the only one. I like it when other people, you know, even have something to add or their own interpretation, because that's how we all expand and grow and open our minds in a spiritual way. So, again, that's Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day. It's over 350,000 people, and that's been without any advertising, and that always just thrills me how many people have found their way to that page. And I always think of it as just like with the show, when we join together in any way like that, you know, whether we're in the same room or just joining in our hearts across many, many miles, then we're all empowered by that. So I always seek out things like that, pages like that, ways to connect and also feed me with positive images, because the world feeds us with many, many negative ones. So when we can get an extra dose of the positive images, then that lifts us up and heals us, and we also heal the world from that. Our healed spirit heals the world around us. You may also want to check out my book, or take a look and read an excerpt of the book on Amazon. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening from Miracles. And if you want to go on Amazon and look that up, you can click on the side of the book and read a couple chapters and see if any of that clicks with you and your journey. And by the way, read it and see if anything for you. I found that, you know, if you want to read the book, they get curious. If they read it, directions, but that seems to be a lot of my purpose in jolting people in that their awakening process more deeply. So do take a look at that on Amazon, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and read a bit of it. If you have read it and it was a positive experience for you, then I would certainly love to have a review from you. It can be short, whatever, but go on Amazon if you don't mind and do that, because that helps other people know that it may help them as well. So those reviews are always good in that way. You know, when you have several people saying that it did something similar for them, then that's good for a potential reader to see. And anyway, again, my website, sherrylane.com, and you can connect with me in all sorts of ways through that. Okay, I am going to wrap this up here. I do want to go back to the topic and just leave you with those thoughts, and that you can call on Archangel Zadkiel. You can call on the Violet Flame or invite the Violet Flame energy into your life to transmute karma and cleanse things. And, you know, be aware that sometimes the transmuting and the cleansing may feel a little bit like a bumpy road for a bit, but it's doing its part to get you in your greatest form in a spiritual way. So trust it, use it, call on it. The mantras, just saying them can just be so powerful. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And there are some more extensive ones readily available on the internet if you want to look those up. They've been helpful to me many times. So, but then it's so funny, I do forget the tools in my toolbox too. And, you know, I'll go a while and I haven't thought about violet flame for something that it would be really good for. And, you know, and then I'll get some little tap on the shoulder or knock in the head to remind me. So things that Archangel Zadkiel can help with, memory enhancement. If you're struggling with remembering things, he can be helpful, or remembering where you put something. I do that a lot, and Archangel Zadkiel is good for that. So is Archangel Shamuel. So if you leave things and forget where you left them, those two angels can be very helpful for it. You know, compassion, again, just like with Raphael and Mary, Archangel Zadkiel is very much about compassion too, as are all the angels. Healing the heart, that's where our compassion, the seed of our compassion, the heart and the love. So, you know, if your heart's heavy and burdened, Archangel Zadkiel and the Violet Flame can help with that. So do call on him. Become familiar with his energy. Begin to notice if you see violet, the color violet, at certain times when maybe you're needing a little boost or help. And acknowledge it and say, I see you, Zadkiel, I see you. And that's how you let angels, let them know that you indeed do see and feel their presence, and therefore it's effective for and efficient for them to expend that energy in your direction that way, because then you can become that vessel for them and for the messages. And I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you all for being here. I think that concludes it all. I will plan on next Tuesday, same time, 11 a.m., if all goes as planned. But if you follow the show, if you on Blog Talk, if you click to follow the show, you will get reminders about it. And I also do post that on my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. I always post something ready to do another episode in case I've had to change the schedule of it a little bit. So, again, thank you all for being here, whether live or in the archives. As we join together this way in our hearts, no matter where we are across the globe, we're helping lift one another up, and that's a beautiful thing. So go out and have a great rest of the day and rest of the week. Bye-bye now.